Make Me a Fan Podcast.
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 Welcome to the Make Me a Fan Podcast. I am your host, Sean McGregor. Today, we are talking about one of Canada's biggest cult leaders ever. His name is Rock Moses Terrio. He was born on May 16th, 1947 in Quebec. As a boy, although very intelligent, he dropped out of school in the seventh grade and began to teach himself the Old Testament. He believed that the end of the world was near and would be brought on by a war between good and evil. He converted from Catholicism to Seventh-day Adventist Church, which encouraged a healthy lifestyle free of tobacco and unhealthy foods, which in my opinion sounds lame as hell. In 1977, at 30 years old, he formed the Ant Hill Kids. I like that name, the Ant Hill Kids. Maybe I'll start like the Fan Hill Kids for all my Make Me a Fan Podcast fans. It's a thought. The goal of the Ant Hill Kids was to form a community where people could freely listen to his motivational speeches, live in unity and equality, and be free from sin. He prohibited the group from remaining in contact with their families or with the Seventh Adventist Church. He moved away from being a motivational leader, and as his drinking problem increased, so did his controlling style of direction. Members were not allowed to speak to each other without him present, nor were they allowed to have sex without his permission. Rock claimed that God had warned him that the end of the world would come in February of 1979. In 1978, in preparation, Rock moved to his commune. They hiked up to the mountainside, which Rock called Eternal Mountain in Quebec, where he claimed they could all be saved. There, he made them basically build their own town while he relaxed and got drunk. As he watched the group work, he compared them to ants working in an anthill, naming the group the Ant Hill Kids. Following February 1979, and obviously the world didn't end, he defended himself by saying that time on Earth and in God's world were not parallel. Therefore, it was a simple miscalculation. He married and impregnated all of the women in the group, or cult, or whatever you want to call it. He fathered over 20 children with 9 females of the group, which during the 80s consisted of nearly 40 people. The group wore identical tunics to represent their devotion to the commune. In 1984, the group was relocated to Burnt River in Ontario. The Ant Hill Kids raised money for a living by selling baked goods, and members that didn't bring in enough money were severely punished. Rock spied on his members, making sure everyone was completely devoted and punishing those who strayed, claiming that God told him what they did. His punishments were pretty extreme. If a person wanted to leave the commune, Rock would punish them with either belts, hits from a hammer, suspending them from the ceiling, plucking out each one of their body hairs individually, or even by taking a shit on them. Despite this, the members of the Ant Hill Kids never questioned his authority. His punishments include making members break their own legs with sledgehammers, sitting on lit stoves, shooting each other in the shoulders, and eating dead mice and feces. A follower would sometimes be asked to cut off another follower's toes with wire cutters to prove loyalty. The children, they weren't above punishment. Not only were they sexually abused, but they're also at times held over fires or would be nailed to trees while other children threw stones at them. Rock was also responsible for the death of his own infant son, which he left outside during a fucking blizzard. Another child died while he performed surgery on him. Following that death, Rock punished the man who had originally injured the child by castrating him. Rock strongly believed in purifying his followers. He would rid them of their sins through purification sessions where the members would be completely nude as he whipped and beat them. Claiming to be a holy being, Rock demonstrated his healing powers through surgeries performed on sick members. He would sometimes inject 94% ethanol solution into their stomachs or perform circumcisions on the children or even adults of the group. When follower Solange Bollard complained of an upset stomach, Rock laid her naked on a table, punched her in the stomach, jammed a plastic tube up her asshole to perform a crude enema with molasses and olive oil. Then he cut open her stomach and ripped off part of her intestines with his bare hands. He made another member, Gabrielle Lavalle, stitch her up using needle and thread, and had the other women shove a tube down her throat and blow into it. Needless to say, she died the next day. But claiming to have the power of resurrection, Rock bore a hole into her skull with a drill, and then, along with himself, he made all the members ejaculate into the cavity. That's right. He drilled a hole in her skull, then him and all the men jerked off into it. Needless to say, it didn't work. She didn't come back from the dead. Gabrielle herself actually underwent harsh treatment during the years leading up to 1989. She had suffered through welding torches on her genitals, a hypodermic needle breaking off in her back, and even 8 of her teeth being forcibly removed. Upon her return, you know, after trying to escape, Rock removed one of her fingers with wire cutters, pinned her hand to a wooden table with a hunting knife, and then amputated her entire arm. The abuse that caused her to leave, however, is when Rock cut off part of her tits and smashed her head in with the blunt side of an axe. So on August 16th, 1989, she finally made it to a hospital. She made up a story to explain the missing arm. But, as you would, the police were called. And the constable filed a charge of aggravated assault against Rock. But when the police arrived on August 19th with a warrant for his arrest, the compound was deserted. Rock, Jacques, Chantal, and Nicole, together with the two youngest babies, had fled to Quebec. The others had gone home to their families. It took the police 6 weeks to find him. It was not until October 6, 1989, that Gazelle decided to tell anyone about Solange's death. Unbeknownst to her, it was the same day that Rock was finally apprehended. Everyone pled guilty to all charges laid against them relating to Gabrielle's amputation. Rock got 12 years, later reduced to 10 because of his, quote, genuine remorse and concern for the victim, in the words of the court. Jacques got 5 years, Chantal got 2 years, less 1 day, and Nicole, 18 months. The police also pressed charges against Rock for first-degree murder, but when the court found there was insignificant evidence that the murder had been premeditated, he was committed to a trial for second-degree murder. Rock's lawyers made a deal that Rock would plead guilty to the charge if no further charges were brought against him. So on January 18th, 1993, Rock was sentenced to life in prison. He was eligible for parole in 1999. Francine, Chantal, and Nicole, Holga, Ruth, and Deborah, respectively, remained loyal to Rock. The others had tried to adapt to a new life without him. His many children, which he's got like over 20 kids, are distributed among foster homes across the continent, including the 12-year-old boy who lives in Utah with Alex Joseph. On February 26, 2011, Rock was found dead near his cell at Dorchester Penitentiary in New Brunswick. He was 63 years old. His death is believed to be the result of an altercation with his cellmate, Matthew McDonald, 60. He was also sentenced to a life term for a 1984 murder of a Prince George taxi driver. McDonald pled guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to an extra 25 years in prison. McDonald stabbed Rock in the neck with a homemade knife Afterwards, he just walked up to the guard station, handed them the knife, and he said, quote, "That piece of shit is down on the range. Here's a knife. I sliced him up." So that's the story of Rock Terrio. If you like this story and you want to hear more, check out our sponsors. First up is our main sponsor, Deerwood Photography. In my opinion, the best photographer in the Midwest, but probably also like the East Coast too, because they've gone out to North Carolina, I think, and done photographs. Yeah, anything you need photographed, check out Deerwood Photography. You can use the promo code MakeMeAFan to get a free print. Check out Get Balanced Yoga at getbalancedyoga.com. If you're in southeastern Wisconsin, head over to 9733 West St. Martin's Road in Franklin, Wisconsin. Get your yoga on. You can do drunk yoga if you don't tell them you're drunk. If I ever do yoga there, that's what I'm going to do. Use a promo code MMAF and get 1% off anything. So find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. We are Make Me a Fan Podcast. On Twitter, we are only Make Me a Fan, but we are still good. Go to our webpage, Make Me a Fan Podcast. Find all the ways to listen to us. Check out our t-shirts that we're selling, and you can find all our sponsor links there. So having said that, thank you for listening. You
Make Me a Fan Podcast.
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 Make Me a Fan Podcast.